Jesus heals the Gerasene demoniac in Mark and Psalms. Mark has an important message for us in the lesson from his fifth chapter. The man possessed by 10,000 demons is given his life back. But how can this be, and why are the people so unappreciative for the gift Jesus gives them in this healing? We hear of a man who for years has tormented the people and is unable to find help among them. The man himself is tormented and lives alone in a cemetery, hurting himself with stones, howling as he lives alone on the mountain where others are afraid to climb. When Jesus arrives, the man sees Jesus far off and runs to him, knowing who Jesus is, as he says, "What do you have to do with me?" The demoniac identifies Jesus as Jesus, Son of the Most High God. How can he know Jesus if they just arrived, unless he is truly a demon-possessed man? The 10,000 demons also know Jesus has authority over them to do whatever he wishes. Jesus could destroy them, but instead he sends them into the herd of swine running along the mountain. Now the swine, or pigs, are not a clean animal according to Jewish custom, so the ones traveling with Jesus, this makes sense, especially after the herd runs off the cliff into the water below and were drowned by the sea. However, the local community was made up of Gentiles, and this was their herd of swine. The loss of this herd would devastate the rancher and the community. The loss must have been more devastating to them than the amazing miracle they witnessed by Jesus healing the man. The word spread quickly to the community because they ran out to see the one responsible, who is now joined by the man who once was not approachable, but now sitting with Jesus and the others, dressed and in his right mind. They do not welcome this miracle worker or the man whom they once had feared, but now healed. They do not invite Jesus into town to celebrate the return of their lost brother, now found. The citizens are not pleased with Jesus because of the loss of their swine and because of the lack of faith in whom Jesus is. These people are outraged and want Jesus to leave. The people who do not believe in the man called Jesus, who came to rescue them from their sin and impending death, would rather Jesus be gone. Mark shows us in this story how Jesus does leave as they asked. Mark is telling us that Jesus will not force them to believe he is the Messiah. Jesus will not stay where he is not wanted. Jesus will only bring the good news of life to us and for us. We can reject that good news and send him away. It is God who comes to us today and brings the good news for us and to us. Do we send Jesus away? Do we reject the one who gives us life? Jesus tells us we do not choose him. He has chosen us. It is God who opens the gate of healing and salvation for us. We can turn away, or we can believe. When we believe the good news of Jesus Christ, the gate of our salvation, we go out telling the story. It is in our going that we believe. It is in our loving our neighbor that we show our love for the one who opens the gate of God's kingdom. The Gerasene people reject the love of God and send Jesus away, but Jesus does not give up on them. The man who was healed of the demon possession is instructed by Jesus to stay with his people and tell them what the Lord has done for him. The man stays and tells them and all people of the area what Jesus did, and many begin to understand and believe with him that Jesus is the open gate of God's righteousness. Jesus comes to us not to force us to believe, but to give us life and to send us to all people, sharing the good news of the love God has for God's creation. Go tell everyone what God has done for you in Jesus Christ, the open gate of salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, healer of mind and body, we sometimes suffer at the hands of physical, mental, and spiritual ailments. Quiet our minds, still our hearts, and empower our bodies so that we may be whole and healed. Do not leave us, but stay with us, Father. Open your gate of life to all people. Amen.